This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Mardi Gras wouldn't be anything without the parade, of course, and we thought it important that we talk to some of the parade participants. We have one of them in the cocktail lounge with us now. Ethan Carter is here. Hello, Ethan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Now,
hang on. I have to ask a question here first up.
Yeah.
It's Ethan Carter, is it?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I just realised. Yeah. Well, we'll get to that in just a second.
Because you are...
You don't want my life over here now,
You are here representing the Glamazon All-Star float. Now, and you, yet this morning, if everyone goes to our CNC Drive Factory Facebook page, you were there in your full Wonder Woman outfit at the press conference this
Linda
morning.
Carter.
Linda Carter, yes.
She must be his mother.
Don't give away my secret. I'm here undercover.
Now, give us the brief history of Glamazon All-Stars, because you've been in the parade for 4 years now.
This is our fifth year as the Glamazon All-Stars, but I had participated in other floats previously. I think the most notable was a George Michael tribute float when he was out here on tour celebrating nearly 30 years of his music. So it's wonderful to see another tribute, obviously, after his passing of such a great talent and great artist. But after that float in 2010, some friends of mine said, look, we really want to do another float. Can you help us pull it together, because you've done it a few times before? And I said, sure, as long as we do Wonder Woman. So we created the Glamazon All-Stars, and we did a Wonder Woman float back with nearly 150 people back then. And it was more a tribute to the golden era Wonder Woman. And we've done a few other themes since. We've done To Russia With Love to stand up against the persecution of our brothers and sisters and trans relatives there in Russia. We've done Justice Family, Equality for All Families, no matter their culture and their background or their dynamic. Mary Kiani was our headline, Mother Justice.
Oh, she's a fave. Oh, she's a fave. Yeah,
she's
lovely.
She's fantastic. So Mary was there in all her glory and on her throne with her kids there on the back of the float. We did the Glamazon Cadets in 2016 after I moved to the States. And then this year...
So is it a revival this year? Is it a back to basic?
It is a revival. It's very kind of poetic, I suppose. I was all about doing Wonder Woman again for the 40th anniversary of Mardi Gras, but my co-creators Daniel Wilson and Brendan Arnold were like, no, sweetie darling, you've got to do Wonder Woman because the film comes out in 2017. We have to do it. So I had to let it sort of sit and mature and all that sort of thing in my mind, and then my creative juices just started going, oh yeah, and we can do this for the costume and then we'll do that for the track and that for the music. So then the three of us were just sort of in constant contact from about, I guess, September.
Righto.
You know, every 2 weeks we were having Google Hangouts. Yeah, do you like that, Google? Thank you.
Well, somebody's got
How many people have you got on the float?
We have 100 this year.
100 people, and they're all Wonder Woman?
Well, kind of. The costumes for most of them are a cross between the new Gal Gadot-inspired costume or uniform and a cheerleader.
Fantastic.
So it's knee-high socks and knee pads because, you know, you never know when they need them. And and then little red crop tops or T-shirts with a gold eagle emblazoned on the front and some little blue battle skorts and, of course, the lasso and cuffs and accessories.
Fantastic.
We have a hula hooper, Kerry Kaluzi, who is going to be there with an LED hoop, which will be like Wonder Woman's lasso. She'll be at the front, like the figurehead of our float, and then there'll be a few other feature Wonder Women that will be interacting with the audience and sharing the love.
Will anybody be in the invisible jet, or will we just not know?
You won't know, actually. Yes. You won't know. It's very advanced technology.
So quiet.
Yeah, it is super quiet. You won't hear it over the music anyways. And, you know, it's almost like you can walk while you're in the plane. It's
So high tech.
A phenomenal illusion.
All right. Ethan, it sounds amazing. If people want to see the pictures of it and can't make the parade tomorrow, they, of course, can get to the SBS web stream and see it live. I'm sure it will appear in the highlights packages on SBS on Sunday night. How could it not? Thank you for joining us on Joy.
If I could just say one more thing, just to support Mardi Gras' theme this year of creating equality, and we really appreciate how much they've been out there to support the Glamazon All-Stars. Our four pillars of our belief structure is love, unity, valour, equality. It's the same four pillars every year. And I think this year more than ever, we need to build and maintain the equality that we have as a community. There's a lot of backsliding potentially happening from a global scale, and it's so important for us to all be there, stand together, fight for what's right and for equal rights for all humans. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Ethan. That's Ethan Carter representing the Glamazon All-Stars float. You are on Joy 94.9 live from Sydney.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.